ABC Radio Australia.
Last week, when nearly half a ton of cocaine was discovered in a foreign yacht, Vanuatu's police minister said it was a sign that the Pacific is not isolated from the international drug trade. For Rodrigo Duton, a lieutenant colonel in the Rio de Janeiro State Military Police, who's been dealing with illegal trafficking for almost 28 years, the latest incident has come as no surprise. He told the ABC's Lucy Cooper that the Pacific now acts as a major drug corridor, supplying Australia with cocaine from Brazil.
The Pacific cocaine corridor starts in the Brazilian coastline, mainly the ports of Santos and other ports in south of Brazil, including the southeast of Brazil, where Rio de Janeiro is located. So ports from this area, the southeast and south of Brazil, can easily ship cocaine abroad, including Australia, not only Africa, Europe, and Asia. So this corridor, the Pacific Cocaine Corridor, is the continuation of the Caipira route. There is a land track that starts in three border areas of Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay, and cross the Brazilian territory through Paraná State, São Paulo State, and ends up in the Rio de Janeiro City and Santos City in São Paulo. So it's a long route that can reach almost all over the world.
When we're looking at the Pacific Island nations that don't have as many, you know, perceived, say, resources as a country like Australia, does that mean that, you know, these cartels essentially see these countries as having weakened border controls?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Weaker custom oversight is far weaker in these small islands of the Pacific. There's no comparison to the control in Australia. I've been to your country last year, and I could check inside that you have a very good customs control. So these small islands, they don't have the same resources as you Australians have. So it's easy for them to corrupt officials and to use lack of oversight in customs. So I strongly believe they will keep on using these transshipment points in the Pacific Islands.
Brazil has established a trade route with Vanuatu. What opportunity has this presented to cartels in Brazil?
It's known that the modus operandi of the PCC is to hide some cocaine inside of frozen meat. This trade route to Vanuatu is, if I'm not wrong, it's chicken meat. So it's a frozen product. So they prefer to use the containers, the freezer containers, because it's more difficult for you to inspect. Because many times when you open these containers, you compromise the cargo. So many drug dealers use these freezer containers to hide drugs. And this is an opportunity for the PCC to ship drugs to Australia using the chicken meat trade route.
How do we know that cocaine is, you know, kind of being hidden in these frozen chicken shipments? Like, what proof do we have?
No, we don't have proof so far, but it can be happening right now as we talk. But the modus operandi of the PCC is roughly the same. They change when police forces, when security forces, law enforcement seize their drugs, and then they change the modus operandi. But this is a very traditional one, to hide drugs in freezer containers. So it's easy to predict that they can easily use these new routes to Vanuatu to ship the cocaine.
Recently, Vanuatu has just had its biggest drug bust since 2013. 450 kilos of cocaine was seized from a yacht. Is this what you have predicted will occur and continue to occur?
Yes, I would believe so, because we have a similar case in Australia. A guy that has a yacht that was arrested by the Australian Federal Police. Yeah, I put in my report. So this is the, as I said before, this is the modus operandi. They corrupt people. They pay a lot of money for yacht owners to do this kind of shipment. So they didn't change the modus operandi they have so far, you know.
So this Pacific cocaine corridor, which exists, is there really what needs to happen to, you know, essentially shut it down? Because it's such a big, vast region. I assume the resources needed to stop these cartels from using it would be expansive and costly.
I would say Australia should keep their borders secure, as you already have, in my opinion, and try to tighten the anti-corruption systems, because the PCC always try to corrupt public officials and pay a lot of money for individuals to do the trafficking. So once Australia improve the security system, the security borders through anti-corruption mechanisms, I think the country will be safer from this menace.